watch the game occasionally like that and still make it through my day because, you know, well, let's face it, I'm a wacky kind of guy. I'm not really involved in life and death decisions. But I'll tell you, when I was a medical man, I had to be on top all the time because every day I'd walk into the OR and scream pompously as I threw my arms skyward, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, I was an OBGYN for many years. I was a spreader of old wives' tales. And I remember one day I was getting ready for work, making sure I had all my supplies. Stethoscope, speculum, gas mask, Lysol, hedge clippers, insecticide, Agent Orange, weed eater. And Estelle came in watching me as I laid out my supplies on the bed. She said, "Honey, I think it's unfair." I said, "Unfair?" as I adjusted my white lab coat. "What do you mean unfair?" She said, "Well, I go to work and I sit in front of a stinking typewriter. And, you know, I do memos and file." "What do you do for a living?" "You go into the office and you're knee-deep in that thing. Woman after woman there. You gaze. Women dream they could go. What do? I sit at the typewriter. How'd you like it if I went to work at Hefton Hydraulics all day long?" I said, "Oh, you think I'm having fun, huh? You think I'm having fun at my job?" She said, "Yes, I think you're having fun. What, man? What? Just think about what you do for a living." I said, "All right, Estelle. All right, you call in sick today. I want you coming to the job with me, and we'll see if I'm having fun." She said, "All right, I will." So she called in sick, and she came into the office with me. I said, "Here, Estelle, put this white lab coat on. Let me just make a figure. I'll call you Nurse Blauman. Nobody will ever know you're not really... I want you standing next to me. Miss Hotchkiss, you work the front desk, okay? Send in the first patient." So Miss Hotchkiss sent in the first patient. It was 62-year-old Thelma Archengurtis. I said, "All right, Mrs. Archengurtis, step into the... get in the stirrups here. All right, scoot down, scoot down, scoot down. Uh-huh. Let me see. Oh, jeez." Meanwhile, Estelle's eyes are watering. I said, "Here, Estelle, why don't you aid me on this pelvic here? Go ahead. Here's it. There you go. Ah, there. Yeah. God." I can see Estelle was turning green around the wheel. I said, "Send in the next patient after we finish with Mrs. Archengurtis." And it was Mrs. Tibbs, an underprivileged woman who had never had a gynecological examination there. She came in. She was 82 years old. I said, "All right, scoot down. Scoot. Oh, jeez. Yeah." Meanwhile, Estelle was turning green. I said, "Lysol, please." Estelle leaned over the waste paper basket and began heaving her guts. "You can see what a great time I'm having, Estelle, can't you? Send in the next patient." The next patient was complaining of rectal discomfort. Sure enough, she had cauliflowered bombays. I mean, Estelle, take a look at this, Estelle. Look at this. See how much fun I'm having here. Look at these warts here. Finally, Estelle, you know, clutching her stomach, ran from the room. I chased after her, holding my gloved hands in the air. I said, "You want to see some more, Estelle? It gets better." She said, "No, no. I'm sorry. I'll never criticize you working. I'll never see you having a good time." She hopped in her car and drove. I said, "Estelle, come back. I watched as she roared away, retching out the window. I stood there in the parking lot for a second, and then I smiled and walked back into my office. I said, "Okay, Miss Hotchkiss, she's gone. Now go ahead and send in the Redskinettes."
It's basic. Every day we...